there was a person who came to a masjid. In this masjid, he slept there, he put his shawl down. So you know how it is in all our masjids. So the Imam Sahib asked him, he says that, why don't you go and look for some work? So he kept quiet. Imam Sahib kept on carrying on. So eventually he told the Imam Sahib, he said, oh Imam, you know what, there's a Nasara woman here around the corner. She gives me 2 rotis 3 times a day. Imam Sahib said, no problem, you can stay. He said, Imam Sahib, I'm telling you, my enemy provides, you can understand. I tell you, Allah provides, you can't understand. Look at us. This is to think. This is the what is in our heart. What is in our heart? Allahu Akbar. Deen is something unique. Deen has its own way. He said there was a father. He had 2 sons. The father passed away. The mother was alone. Look at the deen. It is said by experience, 2 things in reality are seen. That the one who makes khidmat of his ustad, Allah will give him barakat in his ilm. And the one who makes khidmat of his parents, Allah Ta'ala will give him barakat in risk. So anyway, one brother passes away. The father passed away. So the one brother tells the other brother, he say, my brother, you take the entire inheritance. You take the entire inheritance. I want to look after my mother. It is said, my beloved brothers, after a while the mother passed away. He sees in a dream that under a certain tree there's 100 gold coins. The first question he asks, is there barakat in this? He says, there's no barakat. His wife tells him that you left the whole inheritance, at least take the 100 coins. He says, no, there's no barakat. The next night he sees 10. He asks, is there barakat in it? He says, no barakat. He says, leave it. The third night he sees 1. The question he asks, is there barakat in it? He says, lot of barakat. He says, Allahu Akbar. He takes it. He goes to the fish market, buys a fish. It is said when that fish was cut open, there was a pearl that the treasury of the king of that time could not pay him out. Allah is the giver. Allah is the provider. Allah is the sustainer. Allah is the maker. Allah Pak has not kept rosy only in shops. We are not saying Allah Ta'ala can give through shops. Our yakin has to come out of that shop. That is Allah's choice whether Allah wants to give or not. But the promise of Allah on easiness of risk is in namaz. The promise of Allah on risk is that person who remembers Allah after Fajr and after Asr. Allah Pak says something to this effect, that in the intervening periods I am sufficient for him. He said that person who acquires taqwa, fear of Allah, Allah will give him from sources unseen. That person who places his trust in Allah, Allah becomes sufficient for that person. That yakin has to enter our heart. That yakin has to enter our heart. Wallah, shops don't do. Jobs don't do. Degrees don't do. My dear brothers, Allah does. Allah provides. It is said, that person who makes Fajr namaz with Jamaat, Allah Pak, ulama ikram say, the mere meaning what we understand, that person is in the zimmedari of Allah. That person is in the care of Allah. That person is in the care of Allah. These are the amal we have to bring yakin on. These amal, Allahu Akbar, my beloved friends and elders, today our yakin, let us take our yakin out of that wealth, and that job, and that shop. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, in one corner there's a snake. And a person tells you there's a snake, how the fear comes into ours? He says immediately, he says, no, the snake is dead, that fear is gone. Wallah, like the dead snake can't do, khuda ki qasam, the living snake can't do, except by the order of Allah. We have to get that yakin in us. It is said, my beloved brothers, Jibreel alayhi salam has 600 wings. If he opens them, one is sufficient from east to west. Our ulama ikram say, wallah, Jibreel alayhi salam is small, Allah is big. This whole world is nothing. In the sight of Allah, one alim says so beautiful, ye dunya dhoke ka dar, machar ka par, makri ka jala kabhi barabar nahi. This world of deception, not worth the wing of a mosquito, not equal to the web of a spider. This world has got no value. My dear brothers, we don't have much time. Beloved friends and elders, this yakin, this la ilaha illallah, will only come in the hearts of people with those who got yakin in Allah. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, yakin to yakin walo se failte hai. Yakin to yakin walo se failte hai. Bato se baat failegi, kurbani se kurbani failega. From talks, talks will spread. From sacrifice, sacrifice will spread. From yakin, yakin will spread. Beloved friends and elders, it has never changed, it will never change. The way to get yakin is sacrifice. For a deaf, for a dumb, for a rich, for a poor, for a black, for a white, for a man, for a woman. For an educated, for an uneducated, for anybody. The way of yakin coming in the heart will never ever change. This is the way it was and this is the way it will be. There is no other way. There is only one way. Is that my beloved brothers, like our forefathers, Sahaba Ikram did one large main, gave sacrifice. Beloved friends and elders, until every one of us do not desire that our house be like the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our clothing be like the clothing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our family be like the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, until then we are very, very far from deen. There's only one beautiful house, that was the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's only one beautiful life, that was the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's only one beautiful way, that was the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That house is a house which has the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That masjid is a masjid that has the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Ji rahmatullahi went to one masjid. They told him the tiles come from Italy, this carpet come from Persia, this comes from that place, that comes from that place. He asked them where the musallis come from. Beloved friends and elders, all these khuda ki qasam are nothing. Until our life is not like the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our way is not like the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, until that our life is no life. It has got no value. We are those people who have to show this entire mankind the oneness of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah, the might of Allah. Who sees us must be affected by the will of Allah, the strength of Allah. Who sees us must get affected by the greatness of Allah. Sahaba Ikram read one large mean. Allahu Akbar, what must have been in those hearts which didn't require bayans, all they had to say, become like us. What must have been in those hearts? Allahu Akbar. Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullahi writes one beautiful incident of the life of Sahaba Ikram read one large mean. It is said, Allahu Akbar, one Arabi, completely ignorant person, comes in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting and Sahaba Ikram read one large mean sitting. At that time, this thing, lizard, or what we call lakavan, like we say lakavan, this big lizard, they used to roast that and eat it. So he keeps that in his sleeve and he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will look at the jizbat. When he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he starts insulting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu on the side. You can imagine Umar radiallahu anhu about to take this man. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, how can it be possible for a Nabi to come become a Nabi without learning tolerance? The quality of a Nabi is hilam, that is tolerance. How can it be possible? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam keeps quiet. When that man tells him, if it was not for me, I would have killed you, I would have done this unto you, I would have did that to you, I would have did this to you, and he carries on, and he carries on. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak way, he keeps quiet. After a while, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks him, but tell me facts, why did you insult me? So the man starts again. Jahil. Then my beloved brothers, after that, he says, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives him the da'wat of deed. And he says, I'll only accept if this lizard makes shahadat unto you. So he throws this lizard to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is said that lizard says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah. That Arabi accepts Islam there and then. That same one who had that anger, what a sincere man he must have been, that immediately after that he recites the kalima and becomes cool. That man who was ignorant, he suddenly becomes educated. What is the noor of iman? That man who was far suddenly becomes near. What is the noor of iman? My beloved brothers, after that it is said, 1,000 people were coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This Arabi asked them, what are you coming for? They said, we want to see who is this Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This Arabi tells them, I have seen him. He is the pure Nabi of Allah. Recite shahadat. Ulama ikram say that this is the first time that 1,000 people all together accepted the kalima at one time. Beloved friends and elders, this is our responsibility. From the time we accept this kalima, our work is to introduce mankind to this kalima. If we haven't got tongues by action, if we haven't got feet with chairs, if we haven't got hands by Allahu Akbar, there is nobody in this ummah who is exempted from giving dawat. Allah gives dawat. Allah does not read namaz. Allah gives dawat. We have to give dawat. That's the quality of Allah. We have to introduce Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, how can I become your beloved? Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him something to this way. Oh Dawud, invite towards my greatness, I will make you my beloved. This ummah is beloved. Kul hazihi sabili yadu ila Allah. Who's Allahu Akbar? Allah Park says this is the best. What can be better than this? Allah Pak calls it the best. We have been selected and taken out to introduce the whole of mankind to Allah. We have to go to every corner, nook, hook and corner of the earth, from men to men, person to person. Allahu Akbar, take this beloved ummah, embrace them, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba finished themselves for. My dear brothers, Allahu Akbar, imagine the house of Fatima radiallahu anha, beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that house there is no food, not food, there is no milk in her breast.